councillor is backing the Bolton News Save the Hospice campaign, praising Bolton Hospice after two of her friends received care there. The hospice has served the people of Bolton for over three decades, since its opening in 1992. The hospice on Charlie New Road runs a total of 16 beds, along with a range of other services, including a hospice at home service and a welfare hub. Bolton Hospice relies on a combination of private donations and fundraising, some of it left in people's wills, with contributions from the government via the NHS. However, it was recently revealed in a Westminster debate that the hospice is running at a 1.2 million loss and could be forced to cut nearly a third of its beds. The Bolton News recently launched its Save Bolton Hospice campaign to help reduce the deficit, aiming to raise an initial £100,000. Councillor Hilary Fairclough said, "My fellow Astleybridge councillor, Councillor Wilde, used the hospice. It was wonderful. We were able to communicate by chatting over the phone because it was COVID time and you can't have that everybody around the beds." She added, "Also, I remember going to visit Councillor Alan Walsh. I know people say they couldn't be more caring, but they really couldn't. He was having some fruit and cream and they said, 'Would you like any more?' 'I suppose you get particular,' he said. 'I just don't want the fruit and that fruit.' And he got just what he wanted. Most of them were volunteers and keen to do anything they could to make his life better." Councillor Fairclough said, "It's more than just above and beyond. Really clearly they are there for the person who is dying. But equally, I think they do so much for friends and relatives. I do think they are marvellous."